Georgia ranks 49th in the United States in the number of dentists per capita. That's according to research from Georgia State University and Georgia Tech. Not getting regular dental care can lead to some major health problems, but many people just can't afford it. Dr. Nuruddin Nurani organized the first Community of Smiles free dental clinic 10 years ago. The 10th will be held this Saturday in Lawrenceville. Good morning, Dr. Nurani.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. And Andy Miller is editor of Georgia Health News. He covers healthcare policy, among other things. It's good to have you back, as always, Andy.
Glad to be here.
So you told me that last year you had about 250 people come to your free dental clinic. Is that fairly accurate?
No, that's very accurate. We gave out 250 numbers, and I think we saw 249 when one person we had to let go because of high blood pressure.
Okay, and that requires how many dentists volunteer their time?
It's about 25 dentists to come volunteer. And every year it's been more and more. This year we've kept it the same as last year.
Yeah. Okay, so I did the math. I looked up the average cost of a regular dental visit. It's about $300. That includes exam, x-rays, and cleaning. And that's average nationwide. So $300 times 250 people is $75,000 in free dental care that you and other dentists give out every year. Why?
Well, this past year we did $86,000.
Holy cow.
And so those are actually smaller procedures. We do free cleanings, free extractions, or free fillings.
Which is what takes the costs up, because that's more expensive than a cleaning.
Exactly. Well, the more costly items are when you need a root canal or a crown or something. Those are the more expensive items that lead to higher costs. If you kind of just take in just your normal, regular cleanings and x-rays and doing preventive work, you know, those typically you're going to limit those to under $400, $500 a year if you go twice a year.
So let me ask my question again. Why do this?
Well, I feel like it's a way of giving back. And I feel like due to my faith, I feel like it's a strong ethic of giving back, and I feel like it's a duty that I should be able to give back. Dentistry has been an amazing profession for me personally, and having the knowledge and the ability to give back is a great thing. I feel honored that I can provide give of my knowledge and time.
If the faith you're talking about is you're practicing Muslim.
I am.
Okay, so let me take this, Andy, to non-faith-based statistics. Why do we have so few dentists in Georgia?
Well, it's a product, first, of we only have one dental school in the state.
One dental school in the whole state?
Yes.
Which school is that?
It's in Augusta. It's the medical college there at Augusta University, yeah. That's one reason. Another thing is the fact that in rural areas, there are many counties that don't have a practicing dentist there. And that leads to a lack of access for a lot of these kids in rural areas because they live too far away from a dentist who may take Medicaid or just regular pay dentist. So those are the real gaps for people, and also seniors in nursing homes, a lot of times that they don't have access to dentists either.
Medicare does not offer dental coverage unless it's a medical procedure.
Well, Medicaid does not. Yeah, for adults, it's got to be like an extraction, something like that. But for kids, Medicaid has pretty good coverage, but only one out of five dentists in Georgia takes Medicaid.
Well, it also Medicare. Kaiser reports that Medicare also doesn't offer dental coverage unless it's a medical procedure. Doctor, what is a medical? When does a dental problem become a medical procedure? No, I mean, I would assume that when you have to do surgery, right? Like extracting a wisdom tooth, or I don't.
Primary coverage is for children that you get coverage for, and I do believe they cover some extractions, but. My understanding of the Medicare system is that although there are not that many providers, my understanding is that some of the dentists that have tried to enroll in Medicaid just haven't been able to enroll.
Oh, the paperwork is too difficult.
I think they said that there are enough dentists already on. And that's what I
That is shocking to me, Andy, because I read the statistics from the Health Resources and Services Administration. Now, they're talking about the whole country.
Right.
And in the whole country, 80% of the country's practicing dentists do not accept Medicaid. Okay, so part of the reason people are focusing on this and part of the reason we're talking about this is that people say we have a looming dental crisis. Why?
Well, it comes from that. It comes from the fact that we don't have enough dentists, especially in this state. It also comes, and you can see this in charity care clinics, that you can see the tremendous demand. I mean, people stand in line early in the morning to get in line, you know, for the free care, and you'll... And it's something that people kind of ignore sometimes when they shouldn't, and then something gets painful, and then they need the care right then. And I think it's an access to care issue, but I also think it's somewhat of a cost issue as well. And people, you know, to be frank, people are leery of. If you haven't gone for 3 years and you may have some pain in there, they think, oh, gosh, I don't want to go or it's going to be very painful.
My dentist is going to tell me that I'm not flossing.
Right.
What are the most common? Also, 1 in 4 kids in the United States have untreated tooth decay. And 1 in 4, this is shocking, 1 in 4 Medicare beneficiaries are missing all of their natural teeth. What is the most common things, problems, not just a cleaning, but what are the most common problems that you see during the free dental care event?
It runs a full gamut. We see people that with severe toothaches. We see people that just are coming in just for their regular routine cleanings. We see people coming in for fillings, but their teeth are already bombed out beyond what we could do to fill. Those teeth actually just need to be removed. But, you know, we try to stress to everybody that comes that preventive care is kind of the way to go. If they can come in just for their regular cleanings and x-rays to kind of have things checked, you can stop those things or you can detect those early on. And the cost of that to repair that is a lot less expensive than to where if you if the cavity gets into the nerve of the tooth, where they would need a root canal or a crown, or worst case, they would end up losing the tooth. So the idea is to try to prevent that from happening.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Dr. Nuruddin Noorani, our Lawrenceville dentist who runs the annual Community of Smiles free dental clinic, and Georgia Health News editor Andy Miller. Andy Miller was talking about lines of people waiting. Do you have to turn people away?
Most of the times we've had to turn people away. They last year they started lining up 12 noon the day before.
Holy cow.
And you know, when you see that, it's just a very humbling experience. You say, oh my God, you know, all the work that's gone into this, you feel like...
And you have to turn people away.
And then, yeah, exactly.
Is it hard to convince dentists to and techs to volunteer their time?
It's not. I've had... every year we try to get more and more dentists to kind of enroll, but if dentists are available, most are very giving of their time and usually want to help in something like this, to where, you know, they just come in and would work for, you know, 4 to 6 hours and they're done with it. They don't have to worry about the organizational part of it. And it works out really well.
So, Andy, the United States, as of like a couple years ago, already had a shortage of at least 4,000 dentists. 33 million people live in areas that don't have dental health professionals. Just stunning. Some of these numbers are stunning to me. But people say the shortage is about to get worse. Why?
Well, you have dentists who are retiring. I mean, it's the same is true.
The baby boomer age.
Same is true with physicians. You have a lot of older physicians, a lot of older dentists who are about to retire. And the Georgia Tech study, I think, that was done recently was very interesting because it found that tens of thousands of Georgia kids just don't have access to a dentist. Now, what does that mean? Well,
I want to be clear. You mean they don't have access. They don't live in a place where they can get to a dentist, let alone insurance.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, that's just a physical distance away. And so what are the consequences of that? Well, dental care or lack thereof is a leading cause of absenteeism among children. And if they continue not to get that care, you know, the smile is a very important thing when they get to be employment age. And if they don't have, you know, a good smile, a lot of employers, you know, will tend, especially for those people that are working in service industries, a lot of them will tend to gravitate toward those who do have a good smile. And so these kids are, you know, kids and adults are losing teeth because of this lack of access.
So, Dr. Nirani, I actually chatted with somebody in the line at the grocery store who does not have dental care. And she said she's not going to worry about her kids. She can't afford to take them to the dentist because they're going to lose all their baby teeth anyway, and then they can start fresh. What are the dangers of not getting your kid to the dentist?
Now, you want to diagnose any untreated cavities prior to them losing those teeth. Although, you know, it's a common thought that, you know, okay, well, just let the baby teeth, they're going to fall out anyways. But the baby teeth actually hold space for the permanent teeth to come in. So if they've lost prematurely, teeth will shift and you know, not allow the permanent teeth to come in properly in their proper orientation, thus leading to where they would have to have braces or cause further problems later on.
And braces are expensive.
Exactly.
That's a lot more than the $300 or $400 exam. We have about 30 seconds left. How many are you expecting this year? You said it's going to be about the same size.
Yeah, we're gonna pass out 250 numbers right at 6 o'clock. So whoever's in line,
6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. That's September 10th. So.
Good luck. That's a long day of looking at teeth. Dentist Noureddine Nirani is organizing the 10th annual Community of Smiles free dental clinic. It's this Saturday in Lawrenceville. Andy Miller is editor of Georgia Health News. Thank you so much.
Thank you very
Glad
much.
Glad to be here.